Isela Paleo is a program officer at the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, working on the foundation's efforts on racial equality and community engagement. And we're here to talk about something called Day of Racial Healing. Tell us about this this National Day of Racial Healing. What is it? What is it about?
The National Day of Racial Healing is an annual observance established by the Kellogg Foundation since 2017, occurring on the Tuesday following the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. The National Day of Racial Healing provides an opportunity for individuals, communities, and organizations to come together and acknowledge the values that we share as people, to restore trust in one another, build authentic relationships, and inspire collective action on how we heal from the effects of racism. And so there will be various events, both virtually and in person, held across the country with the goal to create a more just and equitable future for our children. The sixth annual National Day of Racial Healing will feature a 75-minute virtual event hosted by the Kellogg Foundation on YouTube, and that event begins at 3 p.m. Eastern Time on the 18th. It'll feature experts to have some conversations on the themes for the day, such as healing and solidarity and the path forward to racial equity. And our event this year will be hosted by broadcast journalist Soledad O'Brien, and it will include performances by Grammy Award-winning artist John Legend and others. So we hope that you'll join us for the National Day of Racial Healing.
So I guess who's watching this? Is it adults? Is it kids? How does the conversation begin, I guess, with everybody?
It's definitely, it's a great question. It's for everybody. There's a role for everyone in racial healing. And so our audience is anyone who wants to do that work of making a positive change within themselves and within the community.
I see that a lot of times it kind of goes into the people with the arts. In other words, different ways of talking about it and expressing it. Can you give us a little insight into maybe how things went last year, and what were some of the things that kind of add into to this year as far as the different way that people participate?
Absolutely. So in years past, I think you're right, there's always an art component, there's music, but there's conversation, I think, with local community leaders and civic leaders and business leaders, really to have conversations about the different issues in our country and how we can come together to build the kind of relationships necessary to transform our systems. It is geared towards really a multicultural or intergenerational audience. We would love to talk to young people, but also to everybody, because the issue of racial inequality is an issue that impacts all of us and our children. So in the past, we've had conversations. I want to continue those conversations to reach a wider audience.
Do people need to sign up for this ahead of time? What's the procedure to participate?
Folks can easily participate by going to dayofracialhealing.org, and you can RSVP for the event, or it will connect when it starts directly to our YouTube channel where the event will premiere. There's more information on our website in terms of conversation guides and action kits for a variety of audiences, including business leaders and the faith community, just a lot of different resources to learn more about racial healing and how it can be brought to the community locally. There is a map feature as well on the website where you can see the various local events that are happening, and folks can potentially find an event near them.
Something must be done as soon as possible. And if we come together, we're unstoppable. If you wear white, yellow, green, or blue, this isn't to star fight, nah, it's yours too. More than being enslaved like my ancestors. It's time that we expose the country's transgressions.